In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday, January 2nd. Good to have you with us. And just like anyone else who leaves work at the office over the holidays, Congress returns with a lot of stuff on their collective plate. Notably, they have to pass a bill to fund the government by January 19th. Otherwise, there will be a partial government shutdown, and there are a lot of budget minefields to navigate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has our story.
If Isaac Boltansky were a betting man, he'd put the odds of a partial government shutdown at 60% for a couple of reasons.
First, there are a slew of complicated and contentious items that have been wrapped into this January 19th funding deadline.
Boltansky is with Compass Point Research and Trading, which provides Washington analysis to Wall Street.
And second, neither side of the aisle appears eager to compromise.
For example, Democrats want Dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought here as children, protected from deportation. But President Trump wants funding for his wall with Mexico in return. Steve Bell is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He thinks Congress will just give the president money for border security projects.
You can use it for enhanced border security. In other words, if you want to build more of the wall, or you can use it if you want to have more agents. I think you can make a deal here.
Congress will also have to make deals on defense and non-defense spending levels and funding for disaster relief and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Gregory Walro teaches political science at Columbia University. He says neither party wants a shutdown, and Republicans know if they don't keep the government open when they control Congress and the White House, they risk upsetting Wall Street.
If the market starts to go down, they have a less compelling case about how well they are handling the economy.
The S&P 500 fell around 2% during a government shutdown in 1990. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.